Well, here in Pittsburgh, it's always important that we work together as a community. It's one reason why the Saturday Light Brigade has worked so well over the years. And it's important that we do this in a lot of ways and for a lot of different purposes. One important purpose is when it comes to picking a new superintendent for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Dr. Linda Lane announced that she'll be stepping down as superintendent. It's time for her to retire. I wish she would stay. She's done a great job. She has very big shoes to fill. And Dr. Brian Perkins is with us. I asked him to join us this morning. He's leading a series of community forums to help get public input on the process. Dr. Perkins, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And thank you for being able to be with us today. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to replace a superintendent. That's such a multifaceted job in its own right. What are some of the ways you go about it?
Well, you know, it is multifaceted and a very big responsibility. One that I say that this school board takes very seriously and is perfectly capable of doing. There are a variety of job backgrounds on this board represented, and so with their diverse experiences, I feel we'll be able to bring a lot of perspectives that will ultimately result in choosing a very well-qualified person for the job. There's a lot to think about when you get ready to do a superintendent search. The main question that I posed to the board, my client, was, what are not just the skill sets, but what are the personality traits that will work for the Pittsburgh community? What are the goals and aspirations you want to see in an individual? Because you're talking about someone who's going to come and essentially be a part of the Pittsburgh family, you want them to fit in a way that is comfortable, but also in a way that helps the community grow. And so that doesn't mean that there won't be moments where there's push and pull on both sides. And so it's a very complex decision. But that's my first question. What are you looking for across a number of indicators? Certainly, there's the question of background. Also from that perspective, to look and consider one's background as being expansive and also not just on a single trajectory, but someone who has demonstrated a lot of different interests. Asking what are the kinds of things that you want to see from a person from that perspective. So there's a lot that they have to consider. But as far as looking at the process as a whole, the main thing is starting out by finding out what's going to be best for the Pittsburgh community. So whatever that is, finding that out from the community. Once that has been established, then formulating a kind of job description that would help potential candidates and applicants to decide, is this the right place for me? A conscientious person searching for a superintendency will also be as diligent to find the right fit. So you want to give them as much information about what your expectations are as well. So formulating those expectations on the front end is very important. So,
sure, they're interviewing the community as much as the community is interviewing them. So we've
that
got
is correct.
So the school district, the board, who indeed represents their various communities as well as the community at large, they actually have the sworn responsibility to do a number of things, including hiring and evaluating a superintendent. But getting input from a passionate public, including a passionate student body, is important too. And you've developed, and your team, a number of opportunities for that input to be provided. Now, I think there's been a session at Pittsburgh Obama, and has Pittsburgh Oliver occurred yet? Or is that...
No, we've only had one forum at this point. The Oliver Citywide Academy is actually on Wednesday the 13th, so that one is the next one.
Okay, and then there are some others that are coming up too, and I'd like to encourage you, if you are interested, this is Dr. Brian Perkins, who is leading the community input process as well as the search process. You can go to PITSUP search, or PITSUP search, or for Pitt Superintendent search. And it's a good website that will tell you the timeline, how you can have input, and when the various community forums are going to be held. And as Dr. Perkins said, there is one coming up at Pittsburgh Oliver on the 13th. They're all from 6 to 9 o'clock at night. Then Pittsburgh Brashear on the 19th, Carrick High School on the 21st, and the board building in Oakland on the 25th. Langley, boy, you've got a lot of these, on the 28th. And then one especially, students can come to any of these, but there is one that is exclusively for students at UPREP in the Hill District. And that one, I think, is also, I think that one's on the 28th.
That's the 28th. Well, yes, and let me share one other thing. So just a correction, the one on the 26th is at Langley.
Right, that's my eyes,
and,
yeah.
Right. No, it's okay. And then, but the 28th, we actually have two. We're going to do one during the day that is a closed session with students, and that's University Prep on the 28th, but then also at night on the 28th at University Prep will also be for the general public. So the one during the day at University Prep for students, the one at night from 6 to 9 will be for the adults.
That is terrific. And after this input, this is a nice website with some real transparency to it. There is a timeline that explains after this input, a board retreat comes, the national search campaign starts in February, and there are activities. You can read it at the PITSUP search.com or PITSUP search.com website. We've linked to it, and it follows all the way through to the hiring of a new superintendent in May. This is a terrific process that you've put together. And have you done much in Pittsburgh beforehand? I'm curious.
No, actually, this is the very first time of doing a project in Pittsburgh. And I have to say, it's absolutely a wonderful city. I visited years ago when I was on the National Board of Directors for the National School Boards Association. Actually the president at that point was from a school district north of Pittsburgh, and so we had one of our retreats in Pittsburgh. And although I was only around for a weekend, a very, very wonderful city. And what I want to say, though, about this search, what makes this search easy for me in Pittsburgh, is that you really have a world-class city with a lot to offer someone. And so, you know, just like any other job prospect, people who are going to be superintendents are going to look at the community, They're going to look at opportunities, and in some cases, opportunities for members of their family, members if they have children. They're going to look at that as well. And Pittsburgh has a lot of that to offer. In addition to someone who would look at this opportunity, your school district is in excellent financial shape, as the audit just revealed. It is also primed with all of the universities and foundations around, primed for great partnerships, not to mention the initiative of the Pittsburgh Promise. So it's just there's a lot to offer. The city is moving and growing in very, very dynamic ways. And so the search itself is really, I think, going to be a successful enterprise.
Well, we'll look forward to continuing to track this, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet. We work with so many Pittsburgh Public School students and teachers actually doing work to encourage and distribute youth voice, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot about the search as time goes on. I want to encourage you, if you're listening right now, as Dr. Perkins mentioned, if you go to Pitts, are you pronouncing it Pitts Up Search or Pitts?
Well, actually, it's Pitts Soup Search.
Pitts Soup Search. You know, there we go.
Pitts Soup Search. So we decided to use that one so people could remember. It's the Pittsburgh Superintendent Search. So PittsSoupSearch.com. Yeah.
If you go there, you'll find complete dates and times for all of the forums, the procedures that get used, and a remarkably transparent and open process based on the website. So, Dr. Perkins, thank you so much, and I hope you'll keep in touch.
Yes, absolutely, and we look forward to seeing you out at some of our forums.
Thanks. Take care. And again, the address is pittsoupsearch.com. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio.